Heartland Community College is hiring the head of student services at a Madison, Wisconsin technical college as its new president. That's among the headlines you heard on GLT this week. I'm Bailey Steelman. Heartland Board President Greg Chadwick says Keith Corneal emerged from a strong field of finalists.
He has done a lot of work around student support services, and Keith has also been very involved in some fundraising and grant-funded opportunities in Madison, and we know that the funding models in higher education are changing constantly.
Corneal's salary will be $220,000. He will take over this summer from Rob Widmer, who is retiring. A year before the Bloomington municipal elections, there's a candidate in Ward 6. Jen Carrillo says even if she loses, she will win.
Sometimes the process is more important than the outcome, because in fighting back, we are always winning. When we refuse to acquiesce in the face of challenge, we are winning. When we come together in the spirit of community to stand up for what we believe in, we are winning.
Carrillo has been a community organizer against fracking, for curbs on payday lending, for immigration rights, for Black Lives Matter, and other things. She says she wants to broaden her service to the city. The Ward 6 alderman is currently Karen Schmidt, who has not decided whether to stand for re-election. A couple of potential moves could leave the McLean County State's Attorney Office without its top two administrators. First Assistant State's Attorney Adam Grist says he's leaving for a job in the U.S. Attorney's Office. And State's Attorney Jason Chambers has applied to fill a circuit judge vacancy. Even if Chambers gets the nod, he says the prosecutors is in good shape.
When I took over the office, we had two prosecutors who had done first-tier to murder trial. I've made a point to make sure that we get a multitude of people with experience, and we've got about four times that number of prosecutors now.
Chambers says he remains happy in his current job, but the timing is such that now would be a good time if the Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court were to pick him to fill Judge Bob Freitag's seat. State Farm told City of Bloomington leaders it plans to sell its newly vacated downtown building. State Farm met with Mayor Terry Renner Monday and Interim City Manager Steve Rasmussen to discuss marketing the 200,000 square foot property. It's located along East Street between Washington and Jefferson. A State Farm spokesperson says we are in the early stages of this process and details have not been finalized. State Farm's downtown workforce has been shrinking for years. The Bloomington-based insurer announced in January that the final 150 workers were relocating too, leaving the building essentially vacant. State Farm's downtown building is an iconic part of the Bloomington Normal skyline. It served as State Farm's headquarters until 1974. The potential contest to become the next McLean County Republican Party chair has evaporated. Precinct committee members were scheduled to meet later this month and choose a successor to Chuck Erickson. Longtime party activist Connie Beard and Normal Town Council member Scott Preston had both expressed interest. Preston is dropping his exploratory bid.
We're at a time of transition in McLean County, and I think that party unity, making sure that we are working all hands on deck together, is the right move going into this election cycle.
That leaves Beard as the presumptive nominee during the precinct committee vote April 18th. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White says a recent organ donor law is just one example of how America's youth are engaged in society. White spoke at Normal West High School saying more than 11,000 16 and 17-year-olds had signed up for the donor registry since they became eligible.
Teens are speaking loud and clear all across this country, not only about the organ and tissue donor program, but about things that are happening on a social level in this country.
White said the tragic death last month of 17-year-old Normal West senior Livy Sonnets is a local example of young people helping out dozens of others. Sonnets is one of those who registered to donate organs in the event of her death. The president of Lincoln College says he's steering his campus back to its roots as a four-year institution. Lincoln College has been a two-year junior college since the Great Depression, but in the last 3 years, it's added four-year degree programs. As a result, enrollment is up more than 20% at its Lincoln campus. President David Gerlach says a quarter of his students come from Chicago's West and South sides. More than 60% are students of color.
When colleges tout their 6, 7, 8, 10% underrepresented students, I might argue, is that a critical mass? And do those students have that level of support?
Gerlach says a decade from now, he wants to be offering some master's degree programs and have several new residence halls. The Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council has chosen Mike O'Grady to be its interim director. Current director Kyle Hamm is leaving for another position April 27th. EDC Board Chair Jared Hall says O'Grady brings vast experience and organizational knowledge to the role. It is O'Grady's second stint as an interim director. He also had that post before Ham was hired several years ago. That's your News and Review. I'm Bailey Steelman.